G'day, it's Tuesday, the 29th of November, 2016. I have been doing business with people in the United States a lot lately, up all night and then publishing and writing during the day, and that's for Australian time. Living in Southeast Asia, it's been a little stretching, but my God, it's been so rewarding. And one of the great rewards has been watching Charles Ortel in operation up close. Charles is one of those old school gentlemen who believes in the maxim that you can never over introduce. As a result, Charles introduces everybody to everybody again and again in the most positive, constructive sort of way. He has created in doing that a network across the globe of people who are so bloody powerful now in the collective, writing, researching, publishing, questioning, uncovering facts and getting a view about the Clinton Foundation. Charles has been a powerhouse behind that. And as a result of what Charles has been doing overnight, I have had the largest volume I have ever had of email contacts with journalists, typically typically not with the large, you know, CNN type employers, smaller ones, and the conviviality, the enthusiasm it's engendered in me is so powerful, and it's so invigorating. It's so refreshing after getting a battering in your home country to deal with people who are not interested in who you are, rather they're interested in what you have to say. Let the facts stand for themselves. So, to you in the media elsewhere, many of whom have responded to reports in the News Limited Press of late that, quote, as an authoritative statement of fact, an impression created by Julie Bishop for the purpose of deception, by the way, but it's a perception that she's created successfully that Australia has ceased to hand over money to the Clinton Foundation. So what I mean is, Julie Bishop said in the party room, very carefully chosen series of words, she said, we have not renewed any of the former government, the Labor government, the Gillard and Rudd government, promises or pledges or whatever you want to call it, agreements, that may at some point in time have been technically true. There have been subsequent agreements made with this government, and that includes right up to the last few weeks. In August of this year, I wrote about an unbelievable deal, a deal of such stupidity you'd have to check Julie Bishop for a pulse. She signed up in the latter part of this year with the Clinton Dristra, Frank Dristra, or Justra Foundation, to a deal that injected them at our level of diplomatic and business contacts, our national level, Australia's level of contact, into Indonesia for the purpose of this beachhead operation for Mr. Justra, which is a coconut sugar extraction business. But what we put in was not our largest ever financial contribution. It was $500,000, half a mil. But what we gave was our soul. We said that Mr. Justra could leverage, work off the back of, our hard-won diplomatic stations in Indonesia. Now, I'm somebody who's done that. I've been there and lived and operated businesses in Indonesia. Provincial governors and military commanders in the outpost, my God. Go to West Durian, go to Papua, go up to the Freeport McMoRan mining operation. Jesus, what the hell would he... Was Bishop thinking? This is Frank, them thar hills are full of uranium in Kazakhstan, Justra, we're talking about. Frank, who went into Colombia and raped the joint. People die as a result of those sorts of operations, Julie. It was unconscionable of you to do it then, and I advised you at the time just prior to it, the absolute vacuity of a decision that would allow you to do it. What has just blown my mind today is that there's another one. It comes after Mr. Justra. After I wrote to her, and as I was reporting it in August, Julie Bishop has lined up with the founders of Digicel, the company, given them more DFAT money in the last few weeks, and Digicel's operation in the country that Julie Bishop has selected to pour Australian dollars into, that is New Guinea, the operations there are the clearest cut ever case of corruption or pointers to corruption I have ever encountered. It's a dream. It is a prosecutor's dream to have a potential defendant in a charge of corruption, alleged corruption potentially, say what the chief executive of the Digicel operation in Papua New Guinea said when confronted with the fact that he was building an operation, spending money, creating officers. He was confronted by the regulator that said, hang on a sec, mate, there's one little ingredient that you're missing here. That would be your licenses. And there are tender processes and what have you, competitive processes afoot, by which somebody will legitimately acquire the licenses that you're going ahead and spending money to create a business around right now. So listen, old cop, just, and it happened at the party, at a huge launch party in Port Moresby. He's confronted. You know what he said? It's hard to believe that somebody would say it, but he said it. He said, don't you threaten me with that. I have the Prime Minister's protection. Prime Minister Sir Michael Somare, the same, by the way, Prime Minister Sir Michael Somare, who made Bill Clinton chief of the tribe of Papua New Guinea, the same Michael Somare who, by the way, acquired, when his country is in a parlous economic state and needed funding from us to keep alive, acquired a private jet from Little Rock in Arkansas. The same Sir Michael Somare, who recently was found to have corruptly received $800,000 in similar circumstances, where poor people were getting hospitals rebuilt for them, but he skimmed some of it off the top and bought houses in Cairns, houses in Tansville for himself and his family. The same Michael Somare, who was behind the Pacific Hospital, a private hospital, great luxury, in Port Moresby, conceived and to be created for the purpose of skimming money off the top. And that was done hand in hand with Bill Clinton of the Clinton Foundation. They got to the first stage of that, 20 million kina was handed over, a bit north of 20, 10 million odd dollars, for facilitation costs. Bill always smiles when that sort of stuff happens. Hillary was due to come. She was planned, and she cancelled on the way in, on the flight. She literally got to Hawaii, and she cancelled on the flight when she was going there in 2010. At the time that this deal was to be done. You know why? There'd been an earthquake in Haiti. She turned around mid-route and went off to Haiti, where there was more money to be made. And who were the major beneficiaries of that? Who raped Haiti? Raped Haiti's people? Digicel. The same company that Julie Bishop has just done business with in Papua New Guinea. Fair dinkum. This stuff with the Clinton Foundation has to stop. It's corrupt. And the corruption is to the detriment of the people who need the help of the money most. Julie Bishop, I don't know how you face up to it, but you need to face up to us. Tell us what's been done with our money, who got it, why, and what you're doing about it. And that should go hand in hand after your resignation.